Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome back to the Challenge Podcast. I'm so excited today because I've got my great mate Nicola Gibb. How are you, Nicola? I'm so excited because Nicola has been such a supporter of our podcast, and now you're on the podcast.
Oh, I cannot believe it. I'm such a fan of this podcast. Absolutely look forward to it every single week. And I remember in my first challenge, I was like, one day I'm going to be on that podcast.
Isn't that fantastic? And that was actually a goal. And now today is the day that that has come to fruition. Like, you're actually on the podcast. You're going to be on Spotify in the Challenge Podcast. People can listen to you. Everybody who follows your journey can listen to us chatting. And it's your time.
It's my time. Yeah, mm-hmm. It took me 3 challenges to get here, but I got here.
I know. So tell me all about how you felt when you made that top 10.
Oh, my goodness. I screamed, I yelled, I cheered. It was so delighted. And, like I said, like 3 challenges. I had my eye on that prize for all 3 challenges, but just to finally get there was such a pinnacle.
Mm. And did you have a gut feeling that something good was going to happen in that challenge?
I did. Actually, this last challenge was probably the hardest one for me. Yeah. And so I really had to dig deep in, because it was, I was eating in a deficit again and I'd had time in a build. So yeah, I just had to really super focus for this one. It was probably the hardest one mentally for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, we know after you've been building and coming into that deficit, it's like, oh, what's this? And it's funny because sometimes women live their whole lives in the what's this section. And you never really feel what it feels like to actually fuel your body and not worry about food for 1 minute.
Right. I know. And I mean, I guess for people listening, I mean, when you're in that deficit, it's all about volume eating. You know, how can I make my meals look big with less calories?
Yeah,
and fill you up. And be super satiated, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have to tell us later about some of your tricks for that. But look, firstly, because you're such an interesting human being, you've got to tell us a bit about yourself, just to tell us a bit about your background and, you know, what led you to the challenge. Like, keep it like that, but tell me all about you.
Oh, well, I'm a very busy young lady, not so young anymore. I'm about to turn 56 years old.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yes, 56.
No way. Hang on a minute. No way. Wow. Yes. Okay. So that's great. Wow.
Yeah, 7th of February, if anybody out there wants to send gifts.
Yeah. Did you say 7th? 7th? Yeah, you're an Aquarius like me, because mine's the 10th, so that's why we like each other.
That's why we connect, isn't it? And our name.
Yeah.
Our name means victory of the people.
There you go. So that's obviously that's us. So Aquarians, and we know a lot of stuff. So
yeah, we love people. But yeah, I've always loved people and gravitated towards jobs that are encouraging others. And so yeah, I mean, I actually started off quite an extreme sports person. I represented Australia when I was just 11 years old in the World Diving Championships. That's high diving. Off all those big platforms.
Wow.
And yeah, I started when I was just 8 years old, and I was so in love with it. I trained 7 days a week, twice a day on weekends, and I just went into this zone of, you know, I had this goal. I really wanted to make it to the Olympics. I got to the world champs, but had an accident off the 10-meter platform that prevented me getting to the Olympics. And actually, I had to give up my sport, which broke my heart. Inside and out, broke my heart. And because, you know, I lost my vision.
Oh.
And, you know, I sort of always just thought, well, I was born to dive.
Mm-hmm.
And if I couldn't do that, I was lost. I just completely didn't know what to do with my life. So I kind of went down a really bad road, a dark road.
Right.
Got involved in drugs and alcohol and partying and just went crazy for about 15 years.
Wow, just trying to fill that void, hey? Like, you'd found your passion at such an early age, and then to have that taken away from you, it's like, how do you refill that?
Yeah, and didn't know how and didn't have any guidance. My parents, I had two alcoholic parents, actually.
Okay.
I grew up in a crazy, crazy world. And so I was pretty much on my own, and me and my sister. So, yeah, just I guess what pulled me out of that was I found a spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, that filled me and gave me hope again and, you know, and gave me vision again.
Wow. Wow. So that's what you do for, like, that's your job now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a pastor of a church. Can you believe it? In Penrith.
Yeah.
And if Maria's listening, you can come visit me because I think she lives in Penrith.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw that. But, yeah, I've just taken over a church, which is amazing. Also, I do a lot of community work. So I'm a community pastor locally here on the Northern Beaches. I feed the homeless every Friday night. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of guys that live in their cars down at the beach car park, and we take hot meal down there every Friday night. It's the joy of my life. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. I seriously love cheering on the underdog.
Yeah.
And I just love encouraging people. So I do that. Also, I'm an artist. So I paint. Also, it's an income stream for me, which is nice.
Wow.
And I work at the gym, Fitness First. I just work part time there. I've been just on reception there for about 4 years, but I've just decided to sign up for my Cert 3 and Cert 4 to study as a PT.
Wow. Do you know what? I was just about to ask you that. I was going to say, have you had that kind of calling yet to go down that path?
Yeah. You know, like, in a way, I've been a spiritual PT for a long time.
Absolutely.
And so now, yeah. And I just think it's so holistic, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my training. Every time I train, I feel spiritually strong. And every time I'm spiritually strong, I feel physically strong.
It's so interconnected. I think that people underestimate that. And because on the surface, the fitness industry is so visual, and you can get really caught up in it all just being about looks. But the real essence of it is that once you get to know something, the important thing is to pay it forward to other people, you know, and help them. And that's where the true joy comes from. And if you can have abs while you're doing it, then great.
Or, going for abs.
Yeah, why not? You know, that kind of a thing. But, you know, you get the best of both worlds. You get to feel and look good, and you also get to help other people as well. And, you know, it's actually, I guess it's that pre-care before people get to that point where they need even more care. You know, if you can look after that physical, that sometimes really helps with the mental as well. So you're nailing it on every level.
I love, you know, you said about one of your podcasts, you were talking about habit stacking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that because, like, my prayer life is stacked with my steps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just love going and getting my steps in because it's actually feeding me spiritually as well, and I look forward to it every day. And I love that habit stacking thing. It's great.
See, that's awesome because for people that don't know much about spirituality at all, they might think, wait a minute, so I'm allowed to, you know, pray when I'm walking? I'm allowed to, like, do that? Is that okay? You know, that kind of a thing. But there's no kind of rules, is there?
No rules. And, like, honestly, I see God in all the nature. You know,
yeah.
I just, oh, like, just, it's so many metaphors out there.
Mm. You know? Look, I love that. Because if you can take the sense of the church and the community outside, that's where the real world is, isn't it? So
yeah.
You know, you can see it everywhere and just see what's going on in the world, see who you can help, see who can help you, really be a part of it all. So I love that.
Absolutely. Like, give it a crack. Throw a prayer out. And, you know, God's listening. He'll hear you. But, you know, some people, like, just don't think that they're in a position to be able to do that. But everyone's in a position to do that.
Mm.
Give it a crack.
I love it. I love it. So when you first started the challenge, you know, what drew you to the challenge, the community? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I kept seeing Maxine's challenge pop up in Facebook. I just kept seeing it, And it was really just like, oh, inviting me in. And, you know, I was so fed up, Nick, with putting 6 to 7 kilos on, taking it off, putting it on, taking it off. I was in this merry-go-round and I could just never hold on to my results. Mm. I can do really well when I'm in a challenge. Mm-hmm. And I can give it 100%, but it's when the challenge finishes, I have no plan. Mm. And so I kind of don't know what to do with maintenance. And that's what I love about Maxine's. It teaches us what to do in maintenance, teaches us what to do in between challenges. And this has been the longest that I've held on to my results. I started in May, did the 12 weeks, and I've held on to my results and improved and built on them.
Yeah, see, that's amazing because that's so empowering. A lot of diet programs or even gym programs, things like that, they want to sort of, I guess, disempower because that's how they make you come back. Whereas we want you to become more and more and more powerful to the point where then you're like, I'm so good at this that I want to help other people be good at this. You know, that kind of thing. And I want to learn about how to, I want to build, but then no, I've had enough of that. I want to shred. I want to do this. I want to do that. And you can do whatever you like. And that's what we want you to know. So I'm glad that comes across to you.
Oh, yeah. Like the knowledge from the coaches, you and Steve, blow me away. I've learned so much from you. And it can be just one thing that you say. I remember, Nick, you said on a Monday Night Live, and I was really grappling with the idea of going into a build after shredding. Mm-hmm. And you said, you'll never know if you don't try. And it really hit me in the heart. I was like, she's right. I have never gone down this road before. What would happen if I just tried it? And, you know, I did it easy because I did it in 6 weeks. So like you said, you can pull out if it's not working.
Yeah.
And so 6 weeks to try a build literally changed my life because I was like, oh, my gosh, I have never eaten this many calories in my life. And I watched the scales stay the same the whole time.
Yeah.
Even though I was eating so much more.
Yeah.
And that bought me the freedom to go back and try again, which I'm going to do now.
Oh, that's so good. I'm loving this. And also just PS, it wasn't just, it's also a physical thing because you gave your body that nourishment, that nurturing stuff like that. And that's why you did so well when then you went to shred because your body was like, okay, I can let go of a little bit now because I'm not starving. I don't, you know, right. I'm not afraid of where my next meal is coming from. I've got some more muscle mass. Yeah, people try and diet upon diet upon diet. Of course, your body's going to go, am I being chased by a lion or am I just trying to, you know, cut back on some extra food? Which one?
Yeah.
How are we going to know? Yeah.
I really understood that I need to build muscle if I want to lose fat right now.
Yes.
Like I need to invest in muscle if I'm going to get rid of this really stubborn bit.
Yes. Yes, that's right. So it's like muscle's your currency to the next level of a good physique. It allows you then to eat more, you know, to then build and shape and, get rid of that other stuff because, yeah, the muscle is so expensive to hold on to that you've got to eat more. Otherwise it goes away. Yeah, so and you're a tiny human being as well, so it's really good to hear that you're still like happy to embrace all of that because I'd say like with you, I don't want to talk on behalf of you, but I would say like 1 or 2 kilos on you is probably quite noticeable because you're just little. So
exactly, like 5 kilos on me is 10 kilos on everyone else. I'm 5 foot nothing and I weigh between 50 and 51 kilos right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I started this challenge at 59, 60 kilos. So I've lost a good 10 kilos.
Yeah.
But I've done it over 3 challenges and I've done it nice and slow. And that's what I love about Maxine's. It's actually an enjoyable ride.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you can kind of deviate, but then, you know, you're still always on track because it's always, it doesn't matter which program you choose, weightlifting, lifting weights, resistance training and walking and eating well form the base of everything. So then you can kind of choose your goal based on that. But I love this for you. And you connected with Alicia, didn't you?
Alicia MacArthur, yes, she was my mentor in the last challenge, and that was good. I did the first two without a mentor, and then connected with her. She really helped me. It's so good to get a mentor because they've been further down the track than you.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're having a bad day, they can just pick you up off the floor and just say, come on, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Have you ever thought of being one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to help others for sure. Yeah. And yeah, in fact, this next challenge, I've signed up two friends.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm going to be just helping them in the background because it'll be their first Tone and Shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Just unofficially, I'm just going to be there to help them.
That's nice. Yeah, that's really nice, and that's how it kind of grows, and that's how you can also stay connected with it all, because you know, you'll be able to watch their journey and realize where you're at and, yeah, just be, you know, a part of the community. But you've got your goal for the next one. So let's chat about the title of your new goal.
This new goal, well, the last goal was Shred for the Red.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought myself a red bikini and I just had it in my sights. So this one is Strong and Lean for the Green Bikini.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Strong and Lean for the Green Bikini. Yeah, that's the way. Yep, that we love it. Yeah. And when I publish this podcast, I will put up the red picture as well. So anyone who hasn't seen it will see you in the gorgeous after photo with your red bikini, which I hope you're currently wearing around the beaches just every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm on the banner. I made the banner of the Maxine's new challenge. So I was super stoked.
I know. Well, I'm pretty sure that the marketing department would have gone, oh, who's that piece of hotness right there? Because, your photo looked epic. But you see, the thing is you had an identifiable specific goal and it was cute and funny but also very, very specific. And, like, you find that when you have a specific goal, you can actually achieve it because you would have had that in your mind the whole time.
The whole time. I'm so visual. Yeah, I'm just a visual person. And just, I know when I bought the red bikini, I definitely didn't think I'd be looking very good in it, but that was the goal. Every time I wanted to deviate off the plan, I'd just say, no, what are you going to look like in that red bikini, Nick, you know?
Yes. And the thing is also you put it out there as well, which I think is a great tip for everyone, is you said you defined it and made it public and said, I'm going to do this. So then people were probably asking you, messaging you going, how's the red bikini going? How's Shred for the Red?
People were asking me where to buy a red bikini.
I know. You should have been sponsored by wherever that bikini came from because, that's how it happens. You know, you just put it on, people go, where'd you get that from? And then people say, oh, you could have worn it anyway because you can, you know, people, you can chuck a bikini on your body at any time. But, at the same time, it's so good to feel good in your skin and that whole, you know, that feeling of being on the beach in your bikini. When you're feeling great, it's so nice. It just feels good. Yeah. So
I read this thing once, Nick. It said, no food tastes as good as how you can feel in your own clothes. You know, like, you know, when you put something on that just was too tight and then you put it on and it fits like a glove. And there's just nothing that feels as good as that, like you said, in your own skin. You're just like, I'm blown away by how many comments I'm getting, especially because I work in the gym.
Yeah.
So, and two challenges, we were in COVID lockdown. So there was months went by when people didn't see me and then I reappeared after a couple of Maxine's challenges and they were just like, whoa, what have you done?
Yeah.
And I tell everyone about Maxine's.
And people would be asking you as well at the gym saying, do you train people?
They do. That's why when I started telling people, I've signed up to do my PT Cert 3 and 4, they were like, about time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'll be very successful at it because it requires so much more than just knowing about sets and reps. It's about getting into someone's mind and really figuring out what makes them tick and what's their tipping point for change. So that'll resonate with you. You'll nail it. And
thank you.
To reach out if you need help as well. So, you know, just reach out. No worries.
I'm blown away how many years I've spent in the gym and been doing it all wrong. Not all wrong, but 80% wrong. Like, the knowledge that I've got now is life transforming, because I love, you say, pick a lane. Pick a lane and stay in it.
Yeah.
And I just think for years I tried to build muscle and lose fat at the same time.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing heaps of HIIT style training, heaps of cardio style training, and I never lifted heavy. And so I do actually have a new mantra for this next challenge as well, even though it's strong and lean for the green bikini. And every time I train, I tell myself every set, I say, you're stronger than you think.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, it gives me that just extra little kilo or extra kilo that I didn't believe I could lift. And I go, no, I can do this. And it's amazing when you tell your mind, no, I can lift this.
Yeah.
That you and I say, I'm stronger than I think. And then I actually do it.
Yeah, you and it's funny, in that final rep when you're telling yourself that, that's actually where all the growth happens, like mentally and physically. It's that final rep that you've got to get up to, you know, that's going to change that physique. So, yeah, I love that. And that self-talk and that you can bring that out is amazing. So, like, yeah, just identify for me a few key points of how your training has changed. So since from when you were doing it on your own to following the programs, like, what's the difference for you?
I love the structure. I love, you know, you can print off the training program.
Yeah.
I love filling out with a pen. I'm old school. With a pen, every set, every rep, you know, what weight I did. And I love at the end of the challenge, I've got the whole thing filled out.
Yeah.
You know, with every space. And I think the structure has really helped me be determined to get through every workout every week. And I just think I kind of thought one day, one workout, one meal at a time, and just get through it and don't think about, oh, this is for 12 weeks. Just think one day at a time, I'm going to get the work done and I'm going to eat the calories that's prescribed for me. And so I've completely changed my training. Like, even this morning I went and did legs, and every session I'm lifting more than I ever thought I could, because I'm telling myself, you're stronger than you think. And I love when you say go for strength goals, which is where my head's at right now. Yeah. So like this morning I did two strong pull-ups from the ground, and I'm able to get 5 chin-ups now.
Wow.
Right. I never, ever thought I'd even get one. And so that's like a little goal every day. I'm trying to see how many I can get in.
The pull-up, chin-up thing it's like a revelation for women. Once you get through that bit, it's like, if you can do that, you can do anything.
I just love it.
Yeah.
It's empowering.
Very. And no one can take it away from you, and you can't buy it.
Even when I was doing chin-ups, Nick, I was like, I can do 5 chin-ups now. And my son kept saying, do a pull-up. I'm like, I can't. He's like, you can. Yeah. So I worked on the chin-ups first. And then when I got to 5 chin-ups, I'm like, I should be able to do 1 pull-up. And then I just tried and I knocked it out. I was like, oh, my gosh, I just did it.
How good is that? And I don't know if you did the thing where then you raced to set up the camera to do it, and then you got tired and you're like, oh, I can't do it again.
I only had one in me.
Yeah, because you can get pretty fatigued doing it. But if you think about it, how quickly you can get fatigued doing it, it must be actually doing something for you. You know, like, how many other things can you thrash about doing at the gym that you just could go forever? And you just wonder, well, what's that actually doing? And, you know, our time is fairly precious. So it's like, we don't want to waste it.
Yeah. I always do them fresh. Like, before I even go to the gym, I've got a pull-up bar at home.
Yeah.
So I'll have my brekkie. I'll give it half an hour, and then I'll I'll give it a crack and see how many I can get out. And
but I love it. I love it. Like, there's just no stone unturned with you. So you've got two boys, nearly, well, one's 18, one's 17. So what's that like?
Oh, so good. I've got so much freedom now. You know, I've really done the hard yards, raised them all by myself. So, yeah, now I've got time to really focus on me, which I guess, you know, was part of me really joining Maxine's, was like, I'm going to invest in me now.
And they're very supportive of their mum and they're quite fit themselves, aren't they?
Yep, they're strong. And so we have pull-up competitions. Of course, they're going to beat me, but they really inspired me to do the pull-ups.
Oh, yeah. That's the best. I love that. I love the fact that they're so encouraging of you and that you've made it to that age with them as well, because for any mum with teenagers, you just do wonder sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, it's just been so good chatting to you today. I've had such a ball. I've learned so much. And you're such an inspiring person. Now, I would like you to give your inspirational message to any new challengers. What would you like to leave them with? What's some great words from Nicola to any new people?
Oh, well, I find you so inspiring, Nick, as well. And it's just been a privilege chatting with you. Oh. But I would say, consistency will never let you down.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just do one day at a time, one workout at a time, one meal at a time, don't get overwhelmed with like all the new information. Because I think when you start Maxine's, it's a new world.
Mm.
And so you can feel a bit overwhelmed trying to get a handle on everything, but just get your food right, get your workouts right, and go from there. And, you know, I mean, I would say play the long game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing the long game. I know it's going to take me 2-3 years to get the kind of body that I can see in my mind.
Yeah.
So I'd say play the long game. Don't try and do it in one challenge. This is I'm going into my fourth challenge now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be.
That's absolutely perfect. And I love playing the long game. I think that's really intelligent, and that's also playing the game of life. So I love it, Nicola. Our chat has been so good today. I feel so happy. You've left me with a great feeling, and I just can't wait to see how the green bikini pans out in 12 weeks' time. Well, very soon we're starting the next one. It's going to be getting a bit colder, so you're going to have to put the heater on when you do your final picks.
That's true.
it's all good. You might have to go. Hopefully you can go on a nice holiday somewhere. Hopefully everything bad has gone away from the world and you can just go on a nice tropical holiday.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, continue to smash it out. Continue to be so supportive of us. We really appreciate your support all the time. It does not go astray. You're a shining light. Thank you so much. And I'll catch up with you super soon when you play the long game into the winning position.
Woo-hoo! Love you. Lots of love, everyone. And cheering everyone on. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.